You're listening to the You Got Jobbed podcast. This is episode 23. Welcome to the You Got Jobbed podcast. I was going to say it's Tuesday morning and drive time traffic. I don't know. I felt very... Did I say I'm Suzanne Yeagley?
That's what I was waiting for. And I'm Avril Watson.
Hello, Avril Watson. How are you today?
I'm great.
It is a good day.
It's a good Sunday.
The sun was shining for upwards of an hour.
Yes, I think that really lifted our spirits. If I see gray.
Well, don't open the window now because it's gray again. I know. But this, yeah, just having it, you just feel like, oh my God.
It's a new day.
Yeah, people, I say the same thing like, oh, it's not that big of a deal that it rains for months. And I like being cozy and not having to feel like I have to go outside. But gosh darn it, when the sun comes out now, I have to, like, I'm constantly like, I have to be outside 100%. Yes. It's like that guy, did we see that? Okay, we were talking about the show Alone where the people are up in the woods.
Oh, right.
Did you see that episode where that one guy was like, I need sun so badly. Yes. He like hiked up the world's biggest hill just so he could get sun on his face for 5 minutes.
Oh, no,
minutes.
I didn't see that one.
I think it was right before he started watching. Yeah, the guy who won, I think, he was like almost crying because he never saw sun. Like he could, or what it was he could see that the sun was shining up on the top of the mountain, but he couldn't get there. You know, he was like, it was covered. I'm down here everywhere I go. I don't get sun. The way the sun moves through the sky, it never shines where I am. Yeah. It always shines above me. And he was like,
depressing, man.
Yeah. He was like, I got to do it. And he almost cried when he got the sun on his face. And
that's
I feel that
feel
way.
Now. Oh my gosh. I thought about Alone today because actually I'm on like day 7 of a 10-day cleanse, and you really, I mean, it's basically just eating clean and whatnot.
And but snakes, eating snakes.
Yeah, gross. Yeah, no, I had to go catch my own fish. No,
yeah, exactly. That will help you lose weight.
I still eat a lot of food a day, way more than these alone people do, but I was eating something the other night, and salmon. I was eating some salmon last night.
Yes.
And it just was... You can't use salt. You can't use this. You can't use that. It's like, no salt, no sugar, no this, no that.
It's as
right?
if you just pulled it out of the
right,
river.
Right, as if I just pulled it out of the river. And it was just so bland and dissatisfying. And I was eating my brown rice that had nothing on top of it. And my asparagus
and then you just
had nothing.
Yourself to sleep.
And I go, that was super dissatisfying. And I thought, this is how those alone people feel, only 100 times worse because they barely get to eat
true.
Anything.
Although maybe if you had like a berry, you'd be like, oh, this is kind of sweet.
Well, I ate an apple and I was like, oh my God, this
like
is
sugar.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's some sugar in here.
You're only allowed to eat green apples because it has the least amount of sugar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
you're only allowed to eat certain
fruits. But they
fruits.
Taste the tartest. You know, like those mm-hmm. green apples taste like they would have them, I don't know, the most sugar.
No, they're
like,
they're super tart. So right.
that
means
that
they have less
they don't
sugar.
Have sugar.
Right, right.
There's so many things I know nothing about.
Anyways,
Wait, can I just tell you something exciting I just learned that kind of reminded me of like, there's so many things I know nothing about. I just learned... Do you know, so I found a new Pilates teacher, so I'm putting my hand under my boobs because I'm showing my diaphragm.
I thought something weird was getting ready to happen. I have a stomachache.
She was talking about how your diaphragm moves up and down, right? Do you know this? So there's like this muscle that kind of wraps on the inside of your ribs, but it's also kind of like just in the inside. Anyway, when you breathe down, it goes down, and then like when you breathe in... Well, this thing kind of goes down, and then you breathe out, it kind of goes up. It's like moving up and down while you breathe. And part of it, when it pushes down, it like helps you poop better.
Oh!
And she, but I noticed, like, when she said that, I was like, when I'm at work and I'm hunched over the computer, I will notice every once in a while that I didn't breathe at all, like, during what I was doing. Like, I'm working on, like, a little detailed drawing or something, and I'm like... And I'm not breathing, and then I finally get it to like I want, and then I breathe, and I'm like, she's like, you're not breathing. So she gave me there's a freaking app for everything. I got some app that lets you, you're supposed to take 6 breaths a minute, and it takes, I mean, it's like...
Only six.
It seems like a lot more. The longest, deepest breath in, and then the longest, deepest. Yeah, so I'm like, now I'm in hardcore diaphragm training.
Oh, geez.
Wait, what's the difference between, isn't diaphragm the name of the birth control? Why is it? Why are they both named diaphragm?
You need to look that up.
Oh, maybe the diaphragm is shaped like the body's internal diaphragm. Maybe diaphragm is like a generic word for things that move up and down.
We're like very health conscious and clinical today.
I'm going to go on a cleanse. I'm going to get a diaphragm.
And then we're going to go on alone because we're going to be so amazing.
Oh, my God. And yeah, that would be a good diet plan, like survival. Yeah. But
well, I'm just saying.
I'm
like,
sorry. Anyway, your prepping. Cleanse.
Oh, no. Who cares about the cleanse? I'm done talking about that.
I care about the cleanse. How did you learn how to do a cleanse? And what is a cleanse?
I was in this competition thing one time with a bunch of people that were all trying to lose a bunch of weight. And so this lady that's a boot camp instructor just sent us like, hey, this is what you should do. And you do it for 24 days because the cleanse part is only 10 days. And then you're in like... whatever, maintain
mode.
Does
cleanse mean just don't eat anything good? Like, don't, no sugar, no dairy, no
exactly,
blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. You're just cleansing your body of all the crappy food that you ate for the last 6 months.
Of course. Like, I just had
while we're hibernating here in Seattle when the weather is gross and nobody's outside. So I was like, ooh, I need to shed this winter weight before I go on this New York trip. And I need to dive back into it. And it does. It really does make you feel better. Like,
yeah,
when you don't eat a bunch of junk. But man, oh man, this was not the week to stop drinking alcohol.
Because you had a lot of social events.
Because work was the worst. Oh, and all I could think about every day after work was, I just want to go home and drink a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But I guess it was the best week because I probably would have drank every single night. So maybe it saved me.
Wait, what were we talking about before we... Oh, I don't remember. I feel like we were talking about something right before you
Your
came.
Diaphragm.
Yeah.
And what was the difference between the
My
two?
Diaphragm. Ah, yeah, yeah.
Diaphragm, both stomach and birth control.
Yes. Yes. Anyway. Okay. So, the wrestlers. Do you want to look this up? Oh. So, this is for my friend... Well, I don't know if I should say her name. You know who you are if you're listening. I'm not looking. Oh. Oh, but that just gave me one. I just saw one that I used to watch all the time.
I know what one it is.
You do?
I met you. Okay, so.
1, 2, 3, and we'll both say
we
it.
We were talking about this because this was a few episodes ago, and you were talking about, we mentioned Vision Quest and how that was filmed here. And you go, oh, is there any other movies you can think of? And you said The Wrestler, and that's like the very first one. Second one is No Holds Barred.
Wait, you're just telling me them? But I
are you supposed to guess?
Well,
you're not going to guess.
I can't guess. I mean, well, the one I just saw when I was handing you the phone was Nacho Libre.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that that was a wrestling movie. Well, now I'm thinking.
What year do you think that was?
I bought that poster. I loved it because I just thought
right
he
now?
Looked so cool, like in his.
The poster is pretty hilarious. I mean, he's like jumping midway through the air with his cape out behind him with no shirt on. P.S.
Yeah. Okay, guess the year of Nacho Libre. 2003. No, 2005.
Oh, pretty close.
2004. 2006. Dang it! I was close. All right.
Okay, this one. Was in 2014, so not that long ago, and it was actually based on a true story.
Okay, don't say anything else.
No, I'm going to
tell
you.
Oh, is it The Wrestler? I never saw that movie.
No, this was that was in 2008.
Wait, are you going to tell me the answer, or are you giving me hints?
I'm giving you hints, and I'm waiting for you to give me the
answer,
but you shut me down real quick.
You should take a picture of this. I have, like, a bloated stomach, and I leaned the mic stand on my bloated stomach, and it's fitting perfectly. This is how I'm going to hold the mic from now on.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, sorry.
2014, it was based on a true story.
Based on a true story?
And about an Olympic wrestler. I mean,
there's no such thing. And so they're wearing these little outfits?
I think it was up for an Oscar.
They're wearing these little outfits? Is anybody famous in it?
Well, the dude from The Office.
John Krasinski?
No.
Steve Carell. Mm-hmm. Does he plays... Some coach
he plays like a weird.
Is
like,
Tina Fey and
it's a dramatic.
Shannon, what
it's
the
not,
hell is her name?
It's not.
Oh yeah, because yeah, who went to who would have gone to see
I'm
this?
Just because tell you, it's the Foxcatcher.
Yeah, I would have never gone.
Okay, Vision Quest.
But
is
next
on
time
here.
You gotta give it. You gotta see. It's like it's like not a wolf, but you know, you got to help me guess it.
Well, you wouldn't even let me give you hints.
Let's
you
do it.
Trying
let's
to
do
shut it.
It
down real quick.
I'd say let's do charades, but then you'd just be like rolling around on the floor like a wrestler.
Okay, this one's not under, but
over.
And then a small word.
Over the top?
Yes!
That's Sylvester Stallone. That's about wrestling?
Oh my God, how did you know that?
Because didn't he... What's the one about rock climbing that
you
he did?
You obviously watched it. What year do you think that movie was?
Sylvester Stallone, Over the Top, 1998?
No.
2003?
Way before that.
87?
Yes!
Oh my God! Wait, oh, is it arm wrestling? It's arm wrestling, that one.
Oh, you might be right.
Sylvester Stallone is like a truck-driving arm wrestler.
Oh, my God, you obviously have seen this
Well,
movie.
I saw about 10 minutes of it the other day.
The other day?
Yeah, we were flipping the channels, and I was like, how could they have a whole movie about this?
Arm wrestling.
And Mike gave me the whole lowdown on how he was a truck driver, and his daughter needed, they needed money for his daughter's sickness, maybe. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, here's one you would, I don't know why we never even thought of this one before. It would probably be the best movie.
Don't give me hints before you tell me. Wait, what's the rock climbing movie Sylvester Stallone did?
I just watched that one like a month ago at my parents'
wrong
house.
Too.
I know. It was at my parents' house. I mean,
what's
it was
it
just
called?
On TV.
It's not Over the Top. That was the armor scene.
I don't know, but I just watched it.
Oh, it's going to kill me.
We'll look that up next.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, this is the last one we'll do. This one is animated.
Is it an animated wrestling movie? He-Man? The Minions?
And it features a dog that says, Raggy!
It's Scooby-Doo?
Yes! Scooby-Doo WrestleMania.
Come on. Scooby-Doo, I think I've said this before. Did you know who plays Velma in the Scooby-Doos of nowadays?
No.
Natalie from The Facts of Life.
Oh my
so
gosh,
can you picture
Mindy
her
Cohen.
Voice? Yes, can you picture her voice?
I can hear her voice
yeah,
in my
like,
head right
and
now.
And she's Velma. She plays
I watch
like
the
Velma.
Facts of Life
Zoinkies
all the
time. Or Zinkies.
Zoinks.
Zoinks or Yankees. No, they
Jinkies.
Jankies, that's the word.
Okay, here's your phone.
Hold on, everyone.
We're done with that game.
Let's see. Avril, guess Sylvester Stallone. Here, okay, Sly.
God, what was the name of that movie? I seriously just saw it a month ago.
Rock.
I mean, that's what an impression it made on me. I can't even remember the name of the movie.
I can't. I just.
I will say they said Cliffhanger.
Is that really what it was called?
I'm pretty sure because I was just getting ready to
Cliffhanger,
say
Cliffhanger, yep. Is that really what it was called?
Yes, I just.
Beyond the Mat, Win-Win, Vision Quest, Grunt, the Wrestling, what? This is like Grunt, the Wrestling movie.
Oh. I know. That's why I stopped.
You're like, these are deep cuts.
Those were all
legendary
terrible.
With John Cena. Cena or whatever.
Cena.
Over the Top, Reversal, Paradise Alley. I'm just curious what they consider I Like to Hurt People from 1985. Did you ever see wrestling live ever?
No.
When
My grandma was like huge into Hulk Hogan.
Oh, 100. We had the foam finger that said Hulkamania on it.
Why does that not surprise me?
No.
You probably got it at Sharper Image with a
no,
bunch
we
of
got it when we went to see them.
Coupons or whatever
they
you bought all
came,
your phones with.
It came. They came to our local. Sorry. Okay, I'll stop looking. They came to the local high school gym, Superfly Snuka. Yeah, I know, right? It's these mics just.
I
these mics
start doing this. Something.
Superfly Snuka, Rowdy Roddy Piper. You know, all those guys. I was so into it.
I don't even know what you sound like you're talking
okay,
a foreign language.
Let me just
right now.
Say them all.
Know.
Rowdy Roddy Piper, Superfly Snuka, Sergeant Slaughter, Andre the Giant. The Iron Sheik. I don't know. My cousins. Oh, everybody would know.
So you went in real life.
Oh, we were so into it.
You were?
We were so into
oh
it.
Oh, my gosh.
In fact, just recently they had something at Seattle Center, and I was like, I wonder if we should go to this. Like, I was like, Mike, don't you think it would be fun? Because like, it's the same, like, where they're just like, oh, they,
right.
like, pretend to
I
be
mean,
angry.
I mean, it's entertainment, I guess.
Yeah.
I just always thought it was so fake that I just, but you know what?
Yeah.
I think they do really have to know what they're doing, or they could get hurt really bad, even though they're, like, it's a storyline that they're given, and probably the winner is already determined and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. I really do think you
can hurt
yourself.
Well, when you're 12, that's prime time for that kind of, you know, you're just like, oh, we you know. That,
right,
Sergeant
right.
Slaughter, I thought he was an asshole, and Superfly Snooka, I thought was dreamy.
Yeah, but you're not 12 anymore, and you were just thinking about going to it.
Well, it's because I listened to this other podcast where the guy was saying how he went and that it was really, really fun. And I was like,
let's go to Monday Night
Raw. I think you gotta be,
we'll try to find a group
maybe. Yeah, a group. Oh my God. We're just so old ladies.
Well, I would go, but only pay a bazillion dollars
to see.
That
is a good point. That's like when I was a kid, how I saw Bon Jovi many times and was like madly in love. And then however many years ago they were out here, and
it was like a $200 ticket probably.
Yeah, well, so they were playing at Seattle Center, and I hadn't thought of them since I was about 20 years old, and this guy I worked with knew that I had seen them a ton when I was in high school and that I was madly in love with them when I was in high school. So this guy from work kept sending me a thing that said you know, people were selling tickets for the show, and I was like, I'm not going to see Bon Jovi, I'm not. And then somebody sent a mail that said, I have one ticket. It cost the cost was $175 selling it. And this was at like 3 o'clock the day of the show, one ticket. And I wrote back to them. I said, I'll give you $20. I was like, I hope I'm not offending you, but $20 is all I would pay. Like, yeah. I won't pay more than $20. And so they're like, okay. So I met them at the show and took their $20.
God, that's a lot of work for the person to get there and do all that just for $20.
I know, but I guess actually I have tickets for next week that I need to find somebody. What are you doing Wednesday night? Nothing. We have two extra tickets. The problem is we need to get a little money for them. And if you don't know the guy, his name's Dana Gould. He used to write for The Simpsons. He's pretty funny. Anyway, we have these tickets and our friends can't go. Okay, let's go to the interview.
Okay.
So we got that pre-talk over with. I thought that was kind of fun. I like talking about wrestling.
Yeah, I mean,
I could talk about wrestling all day long.
I just learned something new about you that I never knew before.
Don't those names sound kind of familiar to you? No, Superfly Snuka?
Hulk Hogan is the only one that...
Really?
I don't even know is that his wrestling name, or is that his...
Yes.
I mean, I feel like...
I don't know what his real name is. Do you? Because didn't he have a TV show recently?
He did have a TV show.
But he probably went by Hulk Hogan, right? Not like
I think
James
he went by
something
yeah,
or whatever. His
I
name.
Don't know. It's probably his name's probably John
Hulk.
Smith.
Hulk Yeagley. I'm gonna be known from here on out. That'd be bad.
If everybody need to come up with our own wrestling names.
Well, if everybody called me Hulk when I came up, like, I'd feel powerful.
You would.
In fact, this is gonna Mike.
You're like, I'm going to a meeting. Don't mess with me.
Mike used to call me tons of fun, and I was like, it made me feel really like yeah, I'm coming. I'm tons of fun. I don't know. Anyway, okay.
All right. Okay, do you want me to read the title of this thing?
Yes, please.
I like that this time you started with the date. Normally, you start with the title
or
whatever.
Well, it's a copy-paste situation.
Oh, so I'm going to say, Never Been to Jitterbugs.
Yeah.
October 13th, 2003.
Yes. Now, this is one of my childhood... This is my best friend in the world. Don't say her name.
Okay.
The name, I think, is on the website, but she's a professional woman. With a good career, and this is not the most. This interview is interesting. Let's just say that.
Okay.
So, because I badgered her to be in the book. And
well, I mean, I'm sure we're going to say her name at some point in here because you're going to ask, but nobody will know her last name.
I don't. It's not in here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So we'll just call her Jennifer.
Oh God! Like I'm supposed to remember that all the way through the whole
thing. We don't
have
to call her Jennifer. Well, now you're gonna remember because I brought it up. Like when you're learning, call her Jennifer Aniston. Not really. Okay. Oh, sorry. I have to start. Okay. How did you begin selling knives? I should have asked you. What did you think this was going to be about?
How did you begin selling knives? I would never think that had anything to do with Jitterbugs.
So when you read "Never Been to Jitterbugs," what do you think?
I would think she's like into dancing.
Oh,
like,
right. The
you
Jitterbug.
Know, like. Sock hop and whatnot type things, and maybe she did competitions.
Okay. Wait, I gotta grab a pen. Is there a pen here? No.
How did you begin selling knives? Okay.
Okay.
I was in my senior year of high school, and I was looking for a summer job. This is how everybody starts off.
Yep.
Including mine. This one ad said you can make $25 to $35 an hour. Holy smokes, that was actually pretty good if she's our age, because mm-hmm. you said it's one of your good
friends. She was senior year of high school, yep.
That's a lot of money. I didn't know it was selling knives. Oh, yeah, like Cutco and whatnot. Is that what it
you
is?
You just stole the thunder. Oh, of the, sorry. No, it's great.
Yeah. I just saw the ad and went to the seminar. Here's the thing. I went to the seminar.
You did?
I did. I was in between jobs or something, and I went to one of those things. And as soon as I walked in and I saw that's what it was, I watched the whole thing, and then I just walked right back out. But I know some people who made some good money doing selling those knives. So we'll see if she does. I was one of the younger people there. I was excited to find out how you make the money. And Jerry was really good.
Who was Jerry?
He was my supervisor. Let's call him Jerry. Well, maybe we should call her Tom then, so it'll be like Tom and Jerry.
Ugh.
I wanted to call him Jerry, but his name might have been Steve. He looked a little like Steve Gutenberg. Anyway, he always wanted to go to Jitterbugs, some 18 and older dance club or something. See?
I know.
He was always like, we'll all have a great sales month and then go party at Jitterbugs. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. This just makes me so happy.
I know.
This is like the
he
sign.
He sounds like a fun supervisor, man.
This is just the sign of a really good interview. Like, there's an under 21 dance club. There's a guy who looks like Steve Gutenberg, but his name might have been Jerry. Like, she went to this job, yeah, as a summer in high school. That's just the kind of interview that makes me the happiest.
I
okay,
agree.
Anyway.
It's like shaping up to be a good one so far.
Okay, so Jerry/Steve did a presentation.
Yeah. When he did his presentation, I was like, wow, he's really good. Okay, she really sounds like she might be into him. I wonder if he was like flipping him around.
No, I think this was like a grown man and she's in high school.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, okay.
I can't remember how he did it. He was so enthusiastic, this little guy. I was like...
That's the other thing. This
yeah,
little
this
guy.
This little guy. Steve Gutenberg.
This guy. This little guy.
I was like, okay, here comes the all caps. I can do this. I can be the best. Little did I know, I was going to quit a week and a half later.
I love her enthusiasm, no. too, though. She's like, I can do this. I can be the best.
She probably had, like, a wrestling name in the back of her mind,
seriously.
Too. I can do it. I can be the best. You're the best around.
See, she introduced me to that song. I had forgotten all about it. And then, like, at some point in the last 10 years, she was like, this song reminds me of you. And she sent it to me or something. And I was like, it's amazing.
I love it.
Or her brother. Anyway.
Anyway, he was quite young. Oh, see? He was quite young, Suzanne.
She's not into him. She is
fresh
not.
Out of college. Maybe mid-20s. He was a supervisor of recruiting and training.
So you learned the pitch, and then you went out to sell to people?
Yes. First, I did a practice demo, my sales pitch for my Spanish teacher. That's kind of nice that the Spanish teacher let her do that. She was pretty wealthy. Ooh, she wasn't just practicing. She was really trying to get a sale here. I wanted to angle it like it was a practice run through and then unload a bunch of knives on her. That sounds hilarious.
It's so mean.
I'm just going to dump a bunch of knives on her and hope she doesn't get cut.
I love her voice, too, where she's just like, unload a bunch of knives.
Yep. She wasn't my favorite teacher, but I got the impression she was living well.
That too.
I wonder why.
Well.
I wonder if she like dressed super fancy or if she, or, like she had her nails done maybe.
We went to separate high schools, so I don't know.
Dang it. I want the inside scoop, Suzanne.
I don't know the Spanish teacher.
Ugh. Both of her kids went to the private school where I went for high school. She thought she was the shit. She was annoying, giving me pointers, taking it seriously like it was a friggin' class. She had me come over to her fat house, and then she didn't buy any knives. I wonder what was going through this Spanish teacher's head. She's like, I'm going to show this little snot-nosed kid. I'm going to make her practice and practice, and I'm not going to buy shit. Like, it's kind of mean if you think about it.
They're both being mean.
It's like when you say, yeah, I'll have a Mary Kay party at my house. And you're like, but forget that. I ain't buying squat.
I know. Oh, boy.
She said.
I'm sorry. So she had me come over to her fat house and then she didn't buy any knives. Okay.
And then she didn't buy any. She said, if I were you, I'd take the can and slice it down the middle halfway through the presentation because you don't want to give it all away.
She didn't buy any of your Ginsu knives?
Oh, Ginsu. It's not Ginsu. They're Cutco knives. Not all of them are for cutting cans either.
Okay, so you sign up at the seminar and then you just go give presentations to people?
I think you sign up and say you want to do it and then put down a deposit for the set you want to use. That's what I remember from when I went to this presentation, that you basically have to buy your knives. And then I think you get the money back or something if you sell a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
But you have to buy the demo
right,
set.
Right, exactly. Okay. It's a set of knives that comes in a suitcase. I brought the case of knives home. It had maybe four or five knives in it. Can you imagine feeling so badass, like walking around with your suitcase full of knives?
A high school girl.
I know.
Walking around with a suitcase full
like,
of knives.
Looking like you're some professor and whatnot. And then someone says something to you and you'd be like, don't be messing with me. I got a fistful of knives.
The thing is, it's probably not very easy to just...
No.
You need to like, wait, well, let me... Oh, this looks dangerous. One moment while I put down my suitcase.
Clip.
Yeah.
Take it out of the thing. Open it out of the wrapper.
Where are we?
Four or five knives in it. My mom was horrified because she didn't want me to sell to her friends. I mean, do you go to a stranger's house carrying knives? Come on, for a 45-minute presentation? First, I sold to a school friend's mom. She's Taiwanese-American, so I don't think she knew what I was talking about.
Oh.
She knew that I was coming over to sell something and she would end up buying. The knives are not cheap. They come in sets of multiples. She was so sweet. It was so nice of her to buy some. You know what I just remembered? My sister and Jason have Cutco knives.
Do they?
Yes.
They're actually
good knives.
That's, yeah.
It's in this day and age, it's just kind of weird to buy something from like a door-to-door salesman kind of a thing.
Totally.
Like back in the day,
especially
they
knives.
Did it all the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we bought a vacuum cleaner like that. Right, like a filter queen or something like back in the day.
When I was a kid, they would sell apples door to door. Like farmers would come around with a truck and sell apples off the back. And my mother would be like, shh, everybody quiet. Lay down on the floor.
Oh, or no.
Like just like don't walk by the
Stop,
windows.
Stop, drop, and roll. We don't want any apples today.
She was just like, no apples.
Oh, man. So she says, then I went home to my mom and she wasn't happy. She was like, what are you going to do when you run out of family friends? She was not happy.
So you stopped?
A week or so later, I didn't make any more calls. I decided I'd rather sit around and watch soap operas. Well, who wouldn't as a teenager? Yeah. Selling knives or watching soap operas?
Did you ever watch Days of Our Lives?
Yes. Hello.
Do you remember...
Stefano.
I think Stefano died recently.
In real life.
Yeah.
I know, my friend.
In real life. No, he's died many times
well,
on the show.
Well, he's died
probably.
About
I know.
40 times
Constant.
On the show. He's the phoenix rising from the ashes. He always
good.
Comes back.
I know.
I never watched Stefano. A soap opera in my life until I got to college. And the friends that I made with on my floor in the dorm had a little TV. So we'd all sit in there and eat lunch together. And they were all into Days of Our Lives. And I thought, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. And a week later, you're totally sucked in.
Totally.
And then I would watch it with you and Sissy.
We used to tape it on the VCR,
and
right?
So, yeah.
My mom taped it on the VCR from the time time VCRs existed. Like, I just remember her, she taped it every day. She was the only one who knew how to run our VCR to, like, set the timer. You know how it was yes. really hard to figure out the timer?
It was.
She knew because she had to have Days of Our Lives taped.
That is funny. And, I mean, you tape it every single day, which is
every
crazy. So if you...
day.
Go on a week-long vacation.
You got to come back and catch up. That would be the first thing my mom would do.
That was like the first binge-watching ever.
Yep. We would get back from vacation and she would be like, and she was afraid. She would sometimes have to set it to record only Tuesday through Friday or Wednesday through Friday because there wouldn't be enough room on the tape for all 5 days or whatever, you know?
That's true.
Oh, it's crazy to think about. Anyway,
we digress.
Roman,
but
Marlena.
Yes. Roman, Marlena.
I watched it actually just a week or so ago.
Hope and
Bo. Hope looks like Skeletor right now. Have you seen her?
Mm-mm.
She's like in my adult years, she lost a ton of weight and she just looks toothed skinny.
Gaunt.
Yeah, gaunt. Right.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? I used to like Jack and Jen.
I loved them.
Yeah.
They were my fave.
Jen is still on. So I just watched it about a week or two ago. I was homesick.
I think they all like go off and go back
off
and go back on.
And this is another random thing. Lucy wanted to tape Fear Factor. So we taped some Fear Factor.
Which are so old, but I loved them.
So we watched one episode last night. It was the top 15 most scary things. And one of them is Sammy from Days of Our Lives,
yeah.
also known as Allison Sweeney yes. from oh, Biggest job. Loser. Yes. Well, I read her book one time. She wrote a book.
I did not like her character on Days of Our Lives. No, I hated
Sammy. Well, Sammy was an evil. Right. She was evil. She was like constantly doing mean, evil things. Yeah.
She was mean.
Yeah. But her book makes you really like her. She's super nice. And then you see her on Fear Factor. So you never saw this episode?
No.
She was doing it for charity. For some reason, I saw it when it was on, whatever year that was. They make her lay in a plexiglass box, and there is one right above her knees is one plexiglass divider, and then there's another one right under her neck. So there's three compartments. So she's basically, you know, nailed down, whatever you call it. She's strapped down. She's in this plexiglass box. The first thing they do is drop on her legs like thousands and thousands of night crawlers.
No. So oh, well, worms. That's not so bad.
Worms. Not bad. Second thing they do, on the top part, neck and up, she's got swim goggles on, just the small ones. Thousands of crickets, but like
oh, gross.
2.5 inch long, 2 inch, you know, 2 to 3 inch, mm-mm. huge crickets. And they're, you know, just chirping all over her head. And she that's when she's like, ah! And they're climbing up on her face. And she doesn't have hands. She can't. So she's like, they're coming in her mouth.
That's disgusting.
Then they drop thousands of snakes on her body.
I knew
it.
I knew you were going to either say snakes or cockroaches because I watched that show enough to know.
Yes, of course. Next. And then she had to eat cow balls. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But so she had to like throw the snakes. The task was to throw as many. You had to throw 10 snakes into a bin. Take them off you and throw them into a bin. And as soon as you got 10, they would let you go. And she did it. And then as soon as she's done, she's like, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Yeah,
no!
Hurry.
You know, she's
hurry.
Screaming. Yes. And even when they finally, because they got to like brush them off. Oh my God, there was another one. So they had the top 15 scariest. Sorry. There's one more where they would put a person down in like what was like a shallow grave and then
no
scorpions pour.
Oh God.
Thousands don't and thousands of scorpions on top. Me? And the thing is, the scorpions don't sting, right? But they were clamping onto their fingers, like anything that they could clamp onto,
right.
The scorpions were clamping onto. No. And so people were like, ow, 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 it's got, oh, sorry, it's squeezing my finger off, you know, like, oh. And yeah, and then they would, the problem, yeah, same thing
just
with Allison
Sweeney.
You're
getting pinched all the time.
They're, when they're like, when it's over and they've done so whatever they had to do.
I can't believe you just said that to me. Why would you do that to
Sorry.
Me?
Sorry. But then the problem is, like, they're like, I'm done. I want to get out so bad. Like, let me out. Let me out.
Right.
And they're
like, hold on.
The people
we gotta...
for the scorpions, they had, like, 6 men on every part of her body, like, lifting her up so that they could brush the scorpions off of her.
Oh, my God.
And pull her out. But even, I mean, they're brushing them off, and then she stands up and walks out, and they're still... Like
there's
hanging,
one hanging
on her
back
and hanging on her arms. Yeah. And there's still, you know, there's still, she's just like, like in both cases, there were just like extra ones.
Well, of course. And I wonder on that show if there used to be a person like, I'm sure they have to practice those things.
Yeah.
Before they even decide we're putting this
on
the show.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, but I think that scorpion
Who do you
won.
Think the dummy was and how much do you think they got paid?
Zero.
To be...
They got paid zero.
No,
they're
no,
like,
no. I mean the person that worked for Fear Factor that was like the test
yeah
case.
I'm saying zero. They're like, it was a production assistant, someone who's 20.
Yeah, that's
who's like
true.
I want to be in Hollywood. They're like, you're in Hollywood, get in the grave there. We're
true.
Gonna dump scorpions on you
for sure.
They're like,
it's an intern.
I once worked with this guy who was an intern, or he was like a college kid who was just there for the summer. This is at Microsoft, and we were all waiting for like some server thing to build. We're sitting in the server room, and there was this giant bin of animal crackers there. We're like, how many can you fit in your mouth? I'll never so forget mean. It. He had so many. He couldn't breathe. And he started laughing. He's just like, anyway. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, young, foolish. That's who tested the scorpions,
that's
in my
true.
Opinion.
That's true.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. That was really a digression.
All right. That's okay. It was funny.
The mom was not happy. So you stopped, I said? So you stopped.
A week or so later, I didn't make any more calls. I decided to...
I'd
rather sit around and watch soap
Don't
operas.
Don't mention soap
Come
operas.
On, here we go.
We'll talk about other
I ended
things.
Up just canceling the orders and never telling anyone. She cracks me up. She's like, oh, forget that.
She is
well,
a very
a
successful businesswoman.
Did they already pay her? I mean, don't they need their knives? Oh, these people never got their knives.
Yeah, no.
I think she only sold 2 sets, right?
I don't know.
I never had big sales and never ended up celebrating with Jerry and the gang at Jitterbugs.
Oh, do you still?
Well, rats.
I know. I don't remember jitterbugs. I remember the factory, but not jitterbugs. That was our under 21 dance club. Did we have this discussion last time we about did. Under 21? And what was before. Yours?
We had Oz.
Did you ever hear of a place called Scoochies?
Yes, we had Scoochies. We had the Oz.
You just say
Oz,
Scoochies like it's no big deal. Yeah, we had Scoochies.
Yeah, we had Scoochies.
Scoochies is not a, like, what kind of name is that?
I don't know. Remember we had scrunchies that we put in our hair. Yes. So it's like an 80s word, I guess.
It does sound like an 80s word.
Oh,
but...
so scoochy. I don't know.
Let me scooch up next to you.
Exactly.
I guess that's what it's from. Right. Scooch? Is that a word?
Scoochie.
It doesn't sound like a
word
now.
Yeah, let me
now.
Scooch on over. It's a slang word.
Scooch over. Gosh, where does that word come from? Scooch over.
Probably from scoochies.
No, I'm just kidding. But no, where does slide over, scooch over?
Scooch your booch.
Who's going to look up whether scooch is in the dictionary? Scooch. Do you think it's spelled? C-O...
There's no way. It cannot be in the dictionary.
S-C-O-O-C-H. Oh, no T? I was like, scoot.
Oh, I don't know.
Scoot. Scoot over.
Scooch. Yeah, that's
so
it.
So it was scoot over.
It's just
and somebody just like, it's a cutesy thing to put scooch on the end.
Exactly.
Well, now
you
I have to look,
You just figured it out.
Though.
You don't even have to look it up now.
I have to look up Merriam-Webster. What's your over-under on... I don't know what over-under means. What's your... how...
Spit it out, lady.
Do you think scooch is in the dictionary, yes or no? You say no?
I say no. I think you're right. I think it was scoot, and then someone says scooch.
It's making me install the Merriam-Webster dictionary app. Okay, sorry. Do you still have those demo knives? Did I say that? Yeah. Do you still have those demo knives?
Those simple knives are the hardiest knives my mom has ever had. See, I told you these things were good.
I know. That's why I've always had a good opinion of them because of this.
She still has them to this day. I want to go back and take them from her. I mean, hey, there's one with a plastic handle for cutting meat. That's my knife. I love it. It was like 14 years ago that I had that job, and I don't think those knives even need to be sharpened. The only thing I remember about the pitch is that the knife cuts through an aluminum cam. But who needs that? Who? Not even for arts and crafts. Never. I was such a sucker.
Scoot. Hold on. I gotta turn it up.
I was like, I think Suzanne found it on her phone. Scooch, yay or nay?
Scoot.
Oh, it's not scooch. See? They don't have scooch.
Scoot.
Just scoot. I like that.
It's like the speak and spell.
Hold on. Sorry.
Scoot. Hold scooch. On. We only have one more question on this whole entire interview. And you were like getting distracted.
I don't want a free audiobook. Oh, you know what? It's such a bummer. I'm like a 12-year-old boy. Basically, you know how it kept saying scoot for me? I just push the button and say scoot. So then, of course, I search for blowjob. And it's in here and it says vulgar. And there's no little...
Oh, and it won't say it.
You can't make it say it.
Parental controls.
That's so juvenile. I wanted it to say... I wonder if it just won't... Same thing. Oh, no. Here. Wait. Hold on. Move the little tooltip. Come on. There's a little tooltip over the...
This is a lot of dead air, Suzanne.
God dang it. Can't everyone tell? I'm looking... Oh, they want me to... Oh... I just, you know, I'm 10 years old and I have to hear it. You know what I'm doing. What do you think I'm doing right now?
Shit.
I don't know. I don't know if you can hear it on the words. Mic.
Shit. Shit.
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Shit.
Why don't you just make that your ringtone? It just makes you laugh so much. Every time the phone rings.
Shit.
Last time.
Exactly.
Now I gotta see if I can change the voice. Okay, okay. Okay, sorry. Where are we at?
Turn your page. And
what's
do
the question?
The last
you read
question.
The question. Let's mix it up. Oh, are you ever going to buy Cutco knives? Well, it doesn't matter. She has. Oh, no. Her mom has them. Are you ever going to buy Cutco knives for yourself?
The kicker is that my fiance's mother bought us a set of Cutco knives, not knowing I had been one of their best and brightest spokespeople. I told my mom, and she said, "How did she get them?" I'm gonna check it out online.
What a great ending. I'm gonna check it out online. Okay,
I like this girl. I could see why you're like she's your best friend, and now I want to be best friends with her too.
Okay, I have to tell my Cutco knives story now. This girl that I went to grade school with till fourth grade, is a very nice person. I like her a lot, but I hadn't heard from her since fourth grade, really. I mean, she went to high school with my friend, so I maybe saw her once. Anyway, she added me as a friend on Facebook, and then, like, I probably told you this story. I apologize. About four years ago, she emailed me over Facebook and said, I'm going to be in Seattle at Hempfest down by the water there. Mm-hmm. So it's big hippie for people who don't know, you know, you can smoke weed legally there. This was before weed was legal here. You could go down to the park 2 or 3 days a year, this one long weekend, and whatever, smoke pot with whoever you wanted. And the cops were there and they wouldn't say anything to you. They just let you smoke. So she said she has this environmental water company. So they have, they do, you might have seen it by now, like boxed water. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the boxed water company that you see now, but it was like one of these first, it was an iteration of boxed water. And she's like, it's better for the environment. And she's cares about the environment. So she has this boxed water. And she said, I'm going to be sponsoring, like I have all these booths at Hempfest of water and we're going to be selling it. Could you volunteer to work there? Or she might have paid us actually, but she's like, do you have any friends? Would you want to do this? So I got a couple of friends and we show up there and it's early in the morning and we get to the booth. And so it was me and two of my girlfriends I brought. And she's like, okay, those two are going to go down to the booth at the end. I was like, oh, bye. And she's like, you're going to be here with this petulant high school boy.
Oh, no.
I know. And I was like, oh. But
you should have only brought one friend.
I know. But I mean, I wanted to help her as much as I could. Right. So he and I are sharing this thing. And I'm not a huge pot smoker, but whatever, you know. Don't Donald Trump, don't listen to this. Like sometimes I partake, even though it's against the federal, whatever. So this girl who is running the thing is a, you know, maybe was at the time a functional pot smoker or enjoyed marijuana. So she is like, well, first things first, you know, before we start the day, yeah, we got to have some. So she's so kind. So I'm like, okay. And then she leaves us with a bunch. And So I had to have some. And the way it worked was we had these water boxes that were like $1. And then we had Jones soda that was $2. Mm-hmm. And so there was a red one, a white one, and a blue one. Did I tell you this story?
No.
Okay.
Never heard this story before.
Really? Oh, okay, good. So there was three colors of soda. There's four things I'm selling. Three colors of soda and one water. And the soda, they had, a barrel. A huge barrel, maybe a 4-foot-tall barrel full of ice that the soda went in. So as the day went on, we could put more in there because the ice would be melting. And so I was stoned. And people start coming and it really starts getting busy. And so I had this little fanny pack that I put the money in. So I would, and then we had like some cardboard boxes as well that were kind of just whatever. All the stuff came in cardboard boxes. I don't know. So I would go say to somebody like, oh, what would you like? And they'd say, you know, one cherry. I'd be like, red. Okay. And they'd say one whatever. I go, okay, that's blue. And then one water. And I go, okay. And I would turn around and I had to stuff my arm down into the barrel. And so I would pull it up and I would go, it's red. And I go, what did you want? Red? Did you want a red one? And they'd be like, yeah. Oh, good. So I put that down and I turn around. White. Did you guys want a white one? No. Blue. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. So then I would throw it back in and I had to keep, my arm would be burning red. Like, and I couldn't remember a damn thing. Like I just was constantly, and I was constantly like, what did you guys want? What did you want? Like, I couldn't remember.
But they were probably the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. They're so like, thirsty.
Oh, man,
they're all like,
I totally forgot what I asked.
They were so
for,
thirsty. Yeah. And so then I would stuff the money in my, my math was giving me trouble. You know, just the whole thing was very problematic. And I was constantly, and at one point and my hands were just soaking wet from always stuffing them in the thing. At one point I reached down in the fanny pack and it was empty.
Oh no.
And I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, like you're my four friend. Me. And I was so paranoid. Like I turned around to the people who were standing at the counter and I was like, thinking inside my head, like, they took all the money. They took all the money.
They just stole it all from
me. I know. I was freaked out. And then like I would go, because my bookkeeping system was basically, the fanny pack would start getting too full, and then I would just turn around and stuff the money onto a box lid, and then I would turn back around, So, like, every once in a while, so then I was like, when I reached in and my fanny pack was empty, I looked over at the box lid and I'm like, did I put the money on the box lid already?
That was
did
empty
those people
too.
Take it? Yeah, I was so confused. Anyway.
I blame your friend for letting you toke up before you start
the day.
Oh, my God. Because...
The other thing, too, like, she gave me pot and she goes, well, you can't smoke in the tent here, but if you want to take a walk and do it, you can. So I walked over to picnic table and sat down. This was still early in the morning before it kind of started. And these boys, like young boys again, still, like, I'm saying young, they were probably 20. They sat down with me. One kid had tattooed across his face, Angry World.
Oh no.
In huge letters.
Oh geez.
But I had smoked a little bit already, and so I was just like, hey, and I had enough for more for other people, so I smoked it and I passed it around, and they were all super kind and very happy that I was sharing, and it was a crazy. Anyway, so hours and hours go by. I'm in this tent with this kid, and I say to him, like, oh, so what do you do outside of this thing? And he said, well, I graduated from high school and I'm trying to save up some money to potentially go to college. And I said, oh, that's cool. And but then we had nothing else to say. And that kind of lasted for a while. And people kept walking by and going, what are you guys doing? And I'd be like, oh, it's boxed water, man. Like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, if you're thirsty, it's water. And they were like, what? And I was just like, I don't know. It's water. So anyway, it was the strangest day. And then finally this kid, it'll all come back, I promise. This kid goes, actually, like, he opens up later in the afternoon, which he's stoned the whole time too. He goes, yeah, actually, to earn some money right now, I'm selling knives. And I'm like, you are not. Because this is my high school friend. I knew this story long. I was like, you're selling knives? Are you really? He's like, yeah, yeah. He goes, but it's not like I'm selling knives because the knives sell themselves.
Oh.
And I was like, you're fucking kidding. He wasn't joking. He wasn't being ironic. He was like, the knives sell themselves.
And you said, I bet you they cut a can open.
I know. Right? I was like, oh. Don't you remember, actually, when we were kids, didn't they have, like, Ginsu knife commercials
they
where
totally
they cut
did.
The,
oh, yes.
Yeah, like, cut apples and, or,
they
tomatoes.
Would cut, they
tomatoes.
Would cut, like, an aluminum can,
yes.
And then they would cut
yes.
a tomato or
yes.
something right after it and go,
yes.
see, it didn't do anything
yes.
to it.
Yes, I need those knives. I've had the same knives 10 years and never gotten them sharpened. Have you? Do you, how are
oh,
your
please.
Knives?
Oh, please, no. I got knives in college, I think, just in one of those little blocks.
Yep, me
probably
too.
Probably from Target.
Oh, the block is probably so full of germs
they,
at this point.
No, I mean, it lasted maybe 4 years after college, and I haven't had good knives since. I
yeah.
have some Cuisinart ones, I think, that, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
I got for
Bed
Christmas
Bath or whatever.
Or something.
Yeah,
you know.
I need to, we got ours for our wedding 13 years ago or something.
Right.
I think, and yeah, they're not good.
No.
But I'm just, they don't cut shit. Like, you rub and
maybe
thing.
We need to find a Cutco knife
well,
representative.
Well, that's the thing. Oh my gosh, actually. I think I might be into that because I need, although I've never taken them, you can get them like professionally sharpened somewhere.
You can,
but
for sure.
I don't know how to do that.
Or you can just buy one of those sharpening,
because you have to take them.
Things.
I did. It was a piece of shit.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I bought like the manual cheap one because
like
I'm like, I don't want to invest.
Like...
I have that. I use it all the time because I'm like, these things won't cut anything if I don't do that.
Right.
But I'm ready for new ones. But actually, a few years ago, I went to the farmer's market and they had a guy there sharpening and I was like, oh, I'm going to bring my knives. And then I was like, how the hell am I going to bring my knives? Like,
right. Like, how am I, what am I going to carry in a minute?
Yeah.
You need that little suitcase.
Oh, or like, I guess one of those, like there's a cloth that has all those
little
things
little
you can
slots.
Wrap it up. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, like a jewelry.
Like a jewelry holder.
Yeah.
I just bought a jewelry holder 2 days ago.
You did?
Oh, yesterday, I mean.
Well, oh, for
I'm
your trip
of,
kind
right,
of thing?
Because
yeah, yeah.
I'm constantly putting them in like bubble wrap or something because I didn't have one.
Oh,
just,
the jewelry, yeah.
Yeah, I was tired of being so, you know.
Unorganized. Well, necklaces too when they get.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wrapping up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, let me get organized for real and just buy one of these stupid jewelry holder things for traveling.
Good job. Good story.
Mm-hmm.
wait, I just have to tell the end of my story. It's not that exciting, but that night.
Yeah, did you? Was there any money left?
So that night, like, we wrapped up shop. I mean, these were some long days. I think I only worked Saturday. I don't think I worked Sunday. Anyway, that night, we leave.
You're like, I'm really sorry. I sold everything,
well, no,
but I
like,
have no money.
At the time, I was, yeah. So we got, we left, and I walked out with my two girlfriends. We walked out of the one girl's car, and we smoked more pot. And then I came home, And I was just laughing and laughing because I had such a good day. It was like sunny out and everything. And it's right by the water, you know.
And you get an angry phone call.
And no. My friend is, she's so nice. But I said to Mike, I was like, oh my God. You know, I'm telling him all the story. Like this guy had Cutco knives and there were weird, about how I couldn't remember people's orders. Anyway, then as I'm talking to him, I put my hand in the pocket of my shorts. Yeah, there was like $300 in my pant pocket and my short pocket. And I was
you
like,
stole the money.
Shit, yeah. So I had to like go down there the next day and just be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, here's your money, I'm an idiot.
You're like, hey man, I sold every box of water and every Jones soda, but I don't know what happened to the money.
It made me realize like the logistics of like she had to have everything shipped. You probably know more about this, like getting products, you know, ordering the right number of products, right, and having them shipped on pallets and then selling them and then having to ship back what you didn't sell. Yep. It's a whole thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun to me.
How long did you sell? You didn't sell the knives. You just went to the thing.
I went to the seminar and
looked around.
I almost walked out immediately, but I was like, well, I walked in and they saw me, so I don't want to be rude. And then I think I told them, I'll think about it. Or maybe they said, oh, you have to pay for the knives. And I said, I don't have any money.
Yeah, why would
I? I'm trying to get a job. Why would you think I have any money? I can't afford to buy. Oh, well, do you have a credit card? No. Okay, bye.
It's like a timeshare. They're trying to sell you stuff.
Well, I mean, I mean, that's the way it is in any kind of beauty product situation, too. Like, you have to buy your stuff to give these parties or do whatever. So I understand it. But if you're a kid just fresh out of college or something and you don't have a job and you have no money.
I have the
answer.
How
in the heck are you expected to?
Avon, you don't have to pre-buy the products, I don't think.
Oh.
I think because my grandma sold Avon, then my mom sold Avon. And
really?
When I was little, I would always put the Avon, my mom would drive around the development. She would have hundreds of the magazines and I would stamp them with her contact info. And then she would pull up and I would take the mailbox down, stick the catalog in and close the mailbox. And we would do that all around the neighborhood. And I was whiny and bratty about the whole thing.
Did they have those itty bitty little sample lipsticks?
You have no idea. I'm the luckiest child on the planet. I had Cool Whip containers, empty Cool Whip containers full of those samples, those tiny lipstick samples.
We would play dress up and we would take those itty bitty little, we'd put them on our dolls and stuff sometimes.
Oh, that's like one of my favorite things from my childhood is those little,
we need to find a picture of those
things. Send me those sample lipsticks.
Those things.
Oh, what was that noise? Oh, that was your phone. Those little sample lipsticks, if people don't know what they're, I'm going to put, when I put I'll put a picture up. I'll put a picture of those lipsticks up because they made me so
happy. They were so
happy.
Cute.
They all had their own little name on the bottom.
We would play dress up. My mom would go to like Goodwill or something and buy all these like fancy dresses and, you know, high-heeled shoes and stuff. And we would play dress up and
So how did you get those samples?
I don't think my mom sold Avon, but I think we must have known somebody that did because they were constantly giving. We always had them. I don't know. No, this is a question to ask my mom because I have no idea. My mom, she sold Home Interiors one time.
Is that a name of a brand of like
home
goods, kind of like party stuff?
Totally.
You know what was really good was Tupperware. I don't know what happened to Tupperware.
I was just talking about that the other day. I need some good Tupperware.
Tupperware. Yeah. Where is it? It's not, can't, because the stuff you buy in the grocery store is not as good as real Tupperware.
In fact, I was just complaining about that today when I was getting ready.
It's giving all of us cancer. We need Tupperware.
We need real Tupperware. They'd have the thing that had the handle. In fact, I think my lunchbox was from Tupperware. Like it had like a handle on it and I don't know. My mom still has some of it, that orange, yellow,
that's
and green.
That's what I was picturing, the orange
with the
lid.
On the top,
yes.
That had the little circle in the middle and you'd press and it would seal.
And the ridges, right? Like it had kind of, looks like an accordion
going
around.
It was hardcore. It was heavy duty, man.
Yes.
We should go to Goodwill and see if we can find ourselves some Tupperware.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Like I'm into it to a certain extent and then I'm like, what was in this before?
People cooked meth in it and whatnot.
I know. There's like stains.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, I that sound like a real asshole that I won't go buy my. I'll buy some things at Goodwill, but Tupperware and underwear, anything
ew,
with a wear.
Underwear.
Anything with a wear in it. Not happening. Is there anything else that has a wear in it? Underwear, Tupperware.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll walk into like a Value Village or something and immediately feel dirty. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes you can just tell they haven't just it's
well, it's extra the overall
dirty. Right.
Did you, my friend? I interviewed my friend who worked at Buffalo Exchange, and she had to like people would come right. dump their clothes, and her hands were all grimy from like touching.
Listened to her podcast.
Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love her. I'm gonna give a shout out. The reason I'm doing this is because the podcast, well, it'll be last week's when this goes up. I interviewed a woman who has a summer camp, and Lucy was like, I have some questions I want to ask her. So as soon as I give Lucy the microphone, she goes, shout out to room 208 and to this friend and this friend and this friend. I'm like, your friends are never going to hear this.
That's cute though. I like it.
Wait, what the hell are we talking about?
You were going to give a shout out to someone.
Oh no. What were we just talking about?
Tupperware.
Okay. Shout out to Ladies Get Paid. So there's this organization called Ladies Get Paid. And I went there last week, and we don't know what we're doing, but we want to get paid. Or it just really, I don't know, people who are like, oh, the wage gap is bullshit. It's not so much like, okay, if you're in a technology job, everybody else in the technology company, it could very well be like a 98% match. It could very well be almost even. It's not that people are concerned about when they say wage gap. It's the fact that teachers are primarily women and get paid like shit. A housekeeper who's a woman and a janitor who's a man, the janitor will get paid more. Mm. And they're doing basically the same job. It's weird how come janitors, when you hear the word janitor, you think man, and you hear the word housekeeper, you think woman.
That's so true.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it's just food for thought, but it was very cool. Or to me, I had fun. I don't know. But I can't remember why I thought of them. We were saying something.
I mean, we were totally talking about Value Village as well, so I don't know how you got on that.
Oh, I guess because my friend Abby went with me, and yeah. And she's in stenography school. Well, she worked at Buffalo Exchange with the grimy things.
Oh, okay.
And did I tell you she does stenography school? No. Like, it is the coolest thing. Have you ever seen one of those machines in person?
I almost did that.
You did?
Yeah, because my fast typing skills and all that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I just have to, another 2 minutes. So that machine has no letters on it.
Right.
It's just like two or three rows. It's like a mini organ with two or three rows of keys.
Teeny tiny.
And the way it works now is like she has it hooked up to her laptop. And so she'll have to listen to audio and type as fast as she can. And it's all shorthand. Like, she'll do it. She showed me it. And on the screen, it's just random symbols, like, all over the place. Not in, like, strict left-to-right order, like a sentence. It's like, random characters will just start showing up. I have no idea. And then when she's done, and she has to get up to, like, 230 is something. I don't know. When she's done, she pushes some button, and it translates that weird screen into English. And it has, like, a style guide, like, almost like if you're a journalist, you know, you have to have, like, the way that people give their testimony and all this stuff. But anyway, you might have known from, like, you get paid a ton of money to do this. So, like, she's a musician and a talented musician, and she wants to follow that dream, but she can't, you know, she's getting to the age where she's like, fuck this ramen noodles bullshit.
Right.
So she's doing the stenography thing, but it's also like she did it for 2 years. She wanted to have it finished in 2 years. She's taking out massive student loans, and they basically screwed her. Like, they're like, no, it's going to take 3 to 4 years. She's like, I want to finish in two. And then they're like, no. And then they didn't give the one class that she needs to graduate. They won't give it till like next fall or a year from now. So she has no choice but to go 3 years.
Oh, that stinks.
And there's only one school in the state that will give that does it.
What?
So they basically have you. Like, you can't just say, I'm going to go to somewhere else.
I think that's why I didn't do it, because
it's expensive.
Yeah, it was expensive. Difficult. I knew I would probably be good at it, but I thought, well, this is something I should have figured out that I wanted to do 10 years ago, you know, because I'm not going to go back to school and pay all this money. And, you know,
she said it's the hardest thing she ever learned. I mean, really? It's really hard. It doesn't seem like, it's like, oh, I know how to type, but this is like another level of,
right.
Yeah. Because if people, you know, people speak pretty quickly, and you have to be willing to, I don't know, or
don't
be
know.
Able to.
That's crazy. That sucks.
Sorry. I really just rambled for a long time. Sorry about that. Any parting words for people for this week, Avril?
Nope. I don't
She's like, everybody can go to hell.
No, I am not witty today. I can't think of something that quick off the top of my head.
What happened to your shirt over here? this one sleeve looks like somebody cut it off.
No, I did. Both of them.
Was this a long sleeve shirt and you cut the sleeves off?
It was a funky one. It was like 3/4 sleeve and I only ever wear it with a jacket. Long sweater. Right. And okay. The sleeves kept, I would roll
them
up.
Before you leave, I'm taking a picture of that sleeve. It's ridiculous. Sleeve? Who goes around with cut off sleeves? It's a dress shirt, people. Dress shirt cut off sleeves.
Well, you see where I'm wearing it at. I don't really wear this in public.
You don't care about coming over to my house? And
look what you're wearing. I'm more dressed up than you are. You're wearing flannel upon flannel upon random pattern and some Sherpa slippers and stinking May, practically.
Shit.
I was trying to get it to say shiitake because I thought that might be even funnier, but shiitake, you can't have it. It won't say shiitake. There's only certain words that it'll say.
All right.
What word do you want it to say? It doesn't have Avril in here. April. Let's do April. Oh. It has April Fool, but it won't say it. All right. No one's having fun with this except me.
No, I know. I'm like just staring at April. You looking at your phone.
Oh.
April.
How come it's a man who says shit and then it's a woman who says April?
Well, you can talk about that in your next.
How I'm outraged by the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Yeah. Why? Hold on one last time just to make sure it wasn't my phone. That it's always a woman who says April.
Shit.
But a man who says shit. You probably can't even hear this on the mic. Anyway, okay. No, nothing, nothing. No catchphrase, no words of wisdom. I really bullied you this week. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no words of wisdom.
Okay. All right, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Shout out to Room 208. Okay, bye.
Bye.